28-2 here at the half, and going through this, you know, offense here, Chaffee got their 2 points. Liberty with a bad snap on a punting attempt and resulted in a safety. Scott City has 42 yards of offense in the first half. They're 0-for-8 throwing the football. All the offenses come from Lane Miller. He has 34 yards of offense. Let me make sure I added that up right. Yeah. 34 total yards. Now, Liberty on the other side, they've got 255 yards of total offense, 72 yards on the ground, and 183 in the air. Liberty scored, two touchdowns by Wyatt Cox. 5-yard touchdown on the ground, and then in the second, another 5-yard rushing touchdown. Also scoring for the Liberty Eagles, Melby had a 29-yard reception. Easton Smotherman had a 15-yard reception. So Liberty with 4 touchdowns. And Graham Toon is 10 of 20 throwing the football for 183 yards in the first half. Penalties, Liberty, 3 penalties for 30 yards. Liberty had 2 interceptions. And Scott City with 3 turnovers, a fumble, an interception, and a fumble. They've just been penalized 1 time. So 28-2 is your score at the half, Liberty. And some other scoring. Again, Fairgrove at the half leads Mount Grove 18-0. Willow Springs was up on Ash Grove 22-8. West Plains at the half led Miller Career Academy 21-6. Pierce City leading Houston at the half 34-6. Miller on top of Kabul 34-0. St. James leading Salem 7-0, and Ava leading Forsyth 7-6. 28-2 here at the Nest at the half. We'll come back in about 10 minutes with the second half. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
City. Right now at Part City Auto Parts, get free Brake Best Select Brake Pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select Brake Rotors. Or get free Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct Professional Grade Brake Pads when you buy 2 matching Professional Grade Brake Rotors. Restrictions apply. See Part City Auto Parts for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle, good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling in Willow Springs, servicing the surrounding areas, and they're on call 24 hours a day. Does not matter. You call them, they'll be there. Holidays, They'll be there. 417-469-3982. Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, keeping you warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer, and they've been doing it for years. Again, on call 24 hours a day. 417-469-3982. A Ream Pro Partner.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor. Got a guitar collecting dust, an amp you never use, or gold and silver coins tucked away in a drawer? Turn them into something useful at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Buy, sell, or pawn musical instruments and gear, and bring in your gold and silver coins for top prices. Whether you're looking for your next guitar or ready to turn valuables into cash, make the smart stop. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
96.9 The Fox.
And good evening, everyone. Dylan Groves here in the studio with you during the half as the Liberty Eagles lead the Scott City Chaffee Rams 28-2. Let's go ahead and recap some other scores. Now, one thing we are doing new this season on our Ozark Radio News Facebook page, we're going to start posting halftime and final score updates there. So you'll see all three of our score updates across all of our Ozark Radio News stations there tonight. Let's recap those scores. Willow Springs currently leading the Ashgrove Pirates 22-0 at the half. Pierce City leading Houston 34-6 at the half. That game on Q94. And, of course, Willow Springs and Ashgrove over on KU 100.3. And the West Plains Zizzers also, they're at the half right now, leading Miller Academy 21-6. Let's look at some other area scores across the SCA as we're getting some of those updates coming in. And I know Gary shared some of those updates just a minute ago. Miller 53-0 over Kabul at the half. Thayer and Pocahontas tied 14-14 at the half. I did not tell Gary that one. Ava 7-6 at the half over Forsyth. Fairgrove 18, Mountain Grove nothing at the half. St. James leading Salem 7-0 at the half. And that's about all we have for right now as far as SCA scores. Elsewhere, Nixa leads Carthage 28-7 at the half. Republic 28-0 over Lebanon at the half. Webb City 35, Glendale 6 at the half. Kickapoo and Joplin tied 7-7 in the third quarter. Waynesville leads Willard 7-3 at the half. Harrison, Arkansas over Branson 14-10 at the half. And we'll go through, let's look at Ozark Mountain Conference. Rogersville over California 13-12 at the half. And looking at more here. Cassville 26, Monette 12 at the half. And Nevada 16-14 over Mount Vernon at the half.
To know weather now on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
And while we still got a little bit of time here, let's go ahead and check your forecast. Currently 76 degrees here at the studios in West Plains. It's going to be a hot weekend in store, 64 The overnight low Saturday, 62, mostly clear tonight. And then 95 as the daytime high Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Going to be a hot week ahead. Hey, we got more football coming up to you. Coming up here in just a bit, Gary Lee will be back with you. And once again, check out the live video stream that's over on the 96.9 KUPH Facebook page. It's Liberty Eagles football here on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles football on today's hit music 96.9 The Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Parts City.
Now is the time to replace your worn-out wiper blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They repel water and clear your windshield to improve visibility. We'll even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Godfather, I need help.
Yes you do. What is it that I could assist you with?
I've got some friends coming over and no time to cook. What should I do?
You truly need Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza in Mountain View. Dine in or carry out. Pizza, wings, ice cream, and so much more. Call in your order ahead of time. 417-934-5334. Godfather's Pizza, East 5th Street, Mountain View.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price up front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding the vehicle that's right for you.
Welcome back. Second half is about to get underway. Liberty will be kicking to the Scott City Rams. They lead 28-2 at the half. Thayer and Pocahontas is tied up at half, 14-14. Week one of high school football. Again, Liberty with 255 yards of offense in the first half. Scott City, 34 yards of offense in the first half. And it was Lane Miller with 9 rushes for 34 yards. And then Swinford, 8 rushes for 0 yards. Has 3 rushes for a loss. Here's the kick. It's going to be taken at the 22 and returned. Uh-oh, there's a lane. And forced out of bounds. Nice return by the man I was just mentioning, Adam Swinford, number 17. And he takes it into Liberty territory, so the Rams will start with a really good field position to start the second half, first and 10 at the Liberty 43-yard line, I believe. Yeah, 43-yard line. First and 10. Trips to the right, one receiver to the left. Motion by Johnson from the right. Now we got 2x2 package. Miller takes the snap. Looks to the outside, incomplete. Second and 10. And there were 2 players ejected, is what I'm being told. One Liberty Eagle was ejected, and one Scott City Ram. second and 10. Quarterback draw up the middle. And Miller with the carry. Cox makes the tackle. That's going to be a gain of 7. And we've got an injured Liberty Eagle. Clock stops with 1:35. Take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Friday Night Lights. Big plays. Unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
When you need a bonded and insured company with the trust only years of quality service can bring, you need Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service in Mountain View and Willis Springs. If you break down or have an accident, you can trust Gentleman Jim's Wrecker Service to do the job. They have the experience and the equipment to do any job from small car to semis. Keep this number in your phone, 934-6594. And call Gentleman Jim's anytime you need a tow. Gentleman Jim's in Mountain View and Willis Springs.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back, and it was Miller with a 7-yard gain, and Smothers, not cramping is what it was, not so much an injury as a cramp. Third and 4, there's a handoff, and the hole opens up for Swinford. Swinford will pick up 5. So he'll get 5 yards on the tote and a new set of first downs. That is the third first down for Scott City. 28-2, 11 minutes to go in the third. Liberty with the lead. Scott City with the football. Rolling to the left side. Quarterback keeper all the way. Nowhere to go. Carter Ellett slams Lane Miller down. And that is going to be a loss of 7 on the play. They're going to say, yeah, loss of 5. So it's going to be 2nd and 15. Rams have the football to Liberty 37. You're in 4-down territory. You're down 26, so you're in 4-down territory. Out of the shotgun. High snap. Quarterback draw, and not much there. In on that tackle. Blake Hendricks for Liberty. Also read tune. No gain on the play. 3rd and 15. 11th carry for Lane Miller. Trips to the left. Miller back to pass. Looking in the middle of the field, and it's picked off. Melby takes it away. Breaks one tackle. Now he's going to dive down to the 40 and a penalty marker thrown. So an interception for the Liberty Eagles. Jasper Melby totes it in. Now let's see what the penalty is. Illegal block in the back. That will be against Liberty on the return. Scott City's fourth turnover. Week one, you know, you're going to see a lot of turnovers. So a 10-yard penalty. Fourth penalty in the game for the Liberty Eagles. 40 yards in total. That'll put the football at the Liberty 21-yard line. 28-2 Liberty, 9:14 to go in third quarter. Out of the pistol, Graham Toon takes the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls to the right. Oh, he's got Ellett wide open, but he's looking at Hafner and over just out of his reach. Ooh, Carter Ellett was wide open, wide open. In front of him was Hafner. Again, week one, that's things that will be reviewed and looked at. Second and 10. 9:08 on the clock in the third. 28-2 Liberty. Eagles will go with that shotgun, double wing. Melby goes in motion. It's going to be a quarterback draw. And Graham gets some running room to the outside and is going to be forced down at about the 26. So 6 yards on the ground for Graham Toon. He's got 10 yards on 3 carries now. Third and 4. 8:30 to go in the third. 28-2. Eagles will come out with trips out wide. Cooper Holden. Smotherman, the inside receiver. Back to pass. Toon. Incomplete. Fourth down. Clock stops with 8:20 to go. See if the Eagles will go for it or punt. Looks like they may be going for it. Think they are. Yeah, they're going to go for it. Ball is at their own 27-yard line. Fourth and 4. Eagles are going for it. Empty backfield. And it's going to be a toss to Ellett. Ellett finds the running room. Breaks tackle now. He fumbles it. It's on the ground. And the Rams say they have it. And they do. Ellett had the first down. But coughed it up. First and 10 Rams. Liberty's third turnover, 2 interceptions. That's their first fumble. First and 10 for Scott City. Ball is at the Liberty 38-yard line. Trips to the left. Play clock down to 11. Now down to single digits. Trips to the left again. Snap taken. Little bubble screen and it's dropped. Pass was intended for Tucker Johnson. Second and 10. Rams still looking for their first completed pass. Keep that same formation, trips to the left. Pistol. Swinford, the tailback. Now he moves up, spots up to the right of Miller. Miller's going to keep it himself, and he's ripped right in the backfield. That's Preston Smothers with the tackle for a loss and a 3-yard loss. And that backs the football up to the 41. Third and 13. .730 to go in the third. 28-2 Liberty. Miller hands it off to the tailback. And he'll pick up the 3 yards that was lost. And he'll pick up two. And he picks up one. Yeah, no, he picked up the three. Officials spotted it, then picked it up, moved it. So, 4th and 10. Rams are going to go for it. 6:45 to go in the third. 28-2 Liberty. Play clock down to 3 seconds. And the Rams will use a timeout. 28-2 in the third, Liberty. We'll take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox.
When seconds making a play, short's got to cover.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Part City.
Receive a $15 Part City Auto Parts gift card after rebate with the purchase of any 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Plus, get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limit supply. We can recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. See your Part City Auto Parts store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
And hey, welcome back. Rams with timeout. They trail Liberty 28-2, 6:37 to go in the third. Mountain Grove has scored. They now trail Fair Grove 18-6. Rolling to pass, looking to the middle of the field. It's completed, caught, and the catch is made by Omar Johnson. First catch of the day. ...23-yard catch. And it's 1st and 10 for the Rams. Ball at the 15-yard line. Back to pass, and there's another catch. Back-to-back catches. That was number 10. Bollinger. And that's going to be a 4, so a 9-yard reception. And there's a handoff right off the right side to Swinford. Swinford. Punches it in for the score. So a 6-yard gallop for Swinford. 28-8 now. Two-point conversion. Swinford gets it in. It's no good. He's gobbled up. 28-8, Liberty, 5:32 to go in the third. We'll take take a timeout. We'll come back with the kickoff. It's Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statement. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Welcome back. 5:32 to go in the third. Scott City with the touchdown. It was Adam Swinford with a 6-yard rushing touchdown to make it 28-8. Liberty set to receive. Fairgrove leads Mount Grove 25-13. And Pierce City is up on Houston, 41-12. Avon Forsyth, that's a dandy one going, 14-12, that score. High kick, and it's going to be caught by the Liberty Eagles. And there's some running room, getting to the outside, tripped up, almost able to break free was Cooper Holden, but he gives the Liberty Eagles really good field position. First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 45-yard line. Eagles will work out the shotgun. Trips to the right. Takes the handoff. And a little sideline pass. And that's to Hafner. Hafner's going to pick up the first down and then some. It's going to be a 14-yard reception for Roger Hafner. First and 10, Liberty. That's their 10th first down of the game. They lead 28-8. And they'll go with trips to the left. Hafner's the middle receiver. The inside receiver's Ellett. Snap, rolling to the near side. Floating one up, and it's caught by Melby. And that's a 15-yard catch for Jasper Melby. First and 10, Liberty. Another set of first downs. That is their 11th of the game. Ball is spotted at the Rams' 25-yard line. 5:10 on the clock here in the third. 28-8, Liberty. Trips to the right. And they're going to hand it off to Cox, and Cox squirts forward across the 20, down to the 17. Eight-yard carry. That's why it's longest run. It's got two touchdowns, though, on the ground. Second and 2. And Holden comes in motion. Now he moves over to the right, trips to the right. Quick pass in and out of the hands of Easton Smotherman. Little bubble screen to the right side. Got to catch it first before you run, though. Third and 2. Liberty needs to get it to the 15-yard line for a new set of downs. Smotherman goes out wide on the right side. Ellett, inside receiver. Melby outside on the left. Holden, they're going to hand it off to Wyatt Cox, and he tumbles in just shy of the goal line. 16-yard carry. And it's first and goal from the one. See where, and they'll hand it off to Cox again, and Cox takes it in for one, and that's his third TD of the game. And the Eagles go up 34-8 with 4:21 to go. He's got a 2-point conversion too. Eight, 4:21 to go. Again, don't forget, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. You'd come hang out with us. We'll be at Jack and Sally's Deli and Cafe for breakfast and coffee. 2-point conversion. Back to pass. Toon. And it is picked off. So number 5 takes that away. Caden Talley. So 2-point conversion is no good. 4:21 to go in the third. 34-8 Liberty. We'll take a break. Come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Friday Night Lights. Big plays. Unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of 9 expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, welcome back. And boy, Ash Grove has come roaring back on Willow Springs. They now lead Willow 24-22. 34-8 here at the Nest. Liberty with the lead. Another pooch kick. And it's going to be down at the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Rams. Friday night football. Pigskin preview. Liberty's got a couple players on there. Reed Toon. Also, Jasper Melby made the cover of the Pigskin preview. They're out. You can pick them up. They're pretty much all over the place. A lot of information in there as well. First and 10 for the Rams. At their own 38. Handoff looking to get to the outside. Tripped up. Short gain. Melby making the tackle. Swinford with the carry. And he's a little bit slow to get up. He'll pick up 2 on the play. Well, actually, a gain of 3. That'll bring up 2nd and 7. Swinford comes to the sideline. Get checked out. second and 7 for the Rams. Omar Johnson lines up in the slot on the left, comes in motion, and a false start. 5-yard penalty against the Rams, their second penalty. Both of them have been the 5-yard variety. So that will make it 2nd and 12. Ball spotted back to the 38. Trips to the right on the short side of the field. The ball was on the right hash. Looking at your radio dial left to right, Rams are working to the north. Here's a pass downfield, incomplete. Working towards the left side. Pass was intended for Trey Barrett. And it'll bring up third down. In the backfield now, Camden Bollinger, number 10. He has taken the place of Adam Swinford, who got chipped up a little bit a couple plays ago. Back to pass. Caught on the near sideline. Taking it into the middle of the field and then brought down at the Rams' 47-yard line. Reed Toon makes the tackle. Going to bring up 4th and 3. And that is an 8-yard reception for Talley. Back to pass again. Pressure, sidearm, caught. Nice throw and catch. Number 14 there with the catch. Trey Barrett. He'll pick up 6. Ball is at the Liberty 49-yard line. 1st and 10. 2:35 to go in the third. 34-8 Liberty. Hosting the Scott City Rams. Pressure, blitz, throwing downfield. There's a wide open receiver, and he drops it. Pass was intended for number 19, Hunter Speakman, the tight end, and he could not haul it in. Pass play for the Rams. They've completed 4. They're 4 of 15. 2nd and 10 for Lane Miller. He's going to hand it off and right up the middle. That's number 10, Bollinger. And he'll pick up 2. Preston Smothers makes the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. Third and 8 for Scott City. Again, 34-8 Liberty. 1:50 to go here in the third. Lane Miller out of the shotgun. That's a bad snap. Now here comes the Wolves. He just throws it away. Incomplete. There was a receiver in the vicinity. Trey Barrett, number 14. So it brings up 4th and 8. ball is spotted at the Liberty 47 on the near hash. Working to the north end zone is Scott City. Barrett rolls to the short side. He's got pressure. And let's see, incomplete, out of bounds. So the Rams turn it over on downs. First and 10 for the Liberty Eagles. They'll have it at their own 47. Eagles lead 34-8. First and 10, Liberty. I was told, again, the Lady Eagles, they are playing in St. Joe. And Liberty wins the first set, 25-12, over Lafayette County. Fakes the handoff. Toon back to pass. Oh, he's got a receiver wide open. And it's caught! Hester brought down at the 10-yard line. So... So a 43-yard reception for Hafner. There's a handoff on the left side to Cox. Gain of 4. Liberty breaks the huddle. Bunch formation, trips to the right. They're going to toss it to Melby. Melby looks to get to the outside. Cuts it in. Touchdown. Jasper Melby. 5-yard carry for the touchdown. And the Eagles go up 40-8 with 23 seconds to go in the third. 48 is your score. Liberty going to go for 2 points. Again, Melby with the 5-yard touchdown run. Direct snap to Cox, and Wyatt punches it in for the two-point conversion. 42-8, Liberty. 23 seconds to go in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The anchor.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
All right, welcome back. Eagles lead 42-8. We got just 23 clicks to go here in the third. Smotherman pooches it. And, oh, Liberty almost came up with that. It's downed. Rams with the football. They're able to get it down at the 39-yard line, first and 10. For Scott City, 21 seconds to go in the third. Liberty leads 42-8. and Liberty has won the first set over Benton 25-19 in volleyball. Last report, we'll get some more updates on that. Football team is winning 42-8. Scott City, first and 10 at their own 39. Fakes the handoff, quarterback keeper, and he's hit the backfield, a loss of three. Wyatt Cox makes the tackle. So Lane Miller has carried it four times in the second half. He picked up seven on his first carry, and then he lost five, lost three, and lost three. 42-8 at the end of the third. Liberty with the lead. We'll come back with the fourth. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
All right, welcome back. Second down, second and 12 for the Rams. Ball is backed up to their own 37-yard line. Lane Miller, the quarterback, played prior, lost three on the carry. He comes back out, trips to the left. Back to pass. Miller flushed out. There's pressure. Looks and comes up short. So third and 12 now. Miller, that play got blown up. Liberty was able to get through the line of scrimmage, get pressure on Lane Miller, threw it off his back foot, come up short. Intended receiver was Trey Barrett. Out of the shotgun, third and 12. Going to roll here to the near side. Looks and incomplete. Pass was intended for Omar Johnson. And with the coverage, Wyatt Cox. So fourth and 12 for the Rams. Ball at their own 37-yard line. Looks like they're coming out to punt. Melby will back up for the Liberty Eagles. Here comes a snap. Good snap. Man, we got a whistle. Timeout, Rams, with 11:50 to go in the ball game. Liberty 42, the Rams 8. They did score in the third. That was a 6-yard touchdown run by Adam Swinford. But the Liberty Eagles have been pretty stingy defensively. At the half, Scott City had 34 yards of offense. They've not been able, I mean, again, they did score a touchdown in the third, but it was kind of Swinford was kind of their offense, but he went out looking on the sideline to see if he is out on the field. I believe he is. Punting situation now, again, for the Rams. Melby back to return. And this is going to be, well, maybe not returnable. Good punt. It'll go out of bounds at the 22-yard line, 23. First and 10, Liberty, at their own 23. .42 to go in regulation. Next week, Liberty will head up to Miller. And Miller is last report. Miller was leading Kabul 34-0. First and 10, Liberty. Trips to the right. Liberty working to the north end zone. Empty backfield for Graham Toon. He's going to toss it. Liberty going to try and run a jet sweep with Easton Smotherman. Gets it across the 30 and brought down just shy of the 35. So Easton will pick up 11 yards on the carry. Yard tote for Easton Smotherman. First and 10. Ball now at just shy of the 35. Pistol. And a flip over to Holden. Holden gets outside. And Holden now, he'll pick up about 13 yards on the carry. So 13 for 13. 24 yards on two carries. 12-yard average. You'll take that. 11:13 on the clock. First and 10 at the Liberty 48. Carter Ellett with the carry. Now Carter will pick up. Carter will pick up one. So it'll bring up second and 9. Just under 11 minutes to go. Trips to the right. Out of the pistol. Back to pass. They get it to Hafner. Hafner breaks one tackle, breaks another tackle, and muscles himself to the 50. So he'll pick up 2. Gain of 1. Third and 8 for the Eagles. Ball is at the 50-yard line. 6 catches for Roger Hafner. Deuces. They'll hand it to Wyatt Cox, and Wyatt Cox will pick up 5 more. It's going to bring up 4th and 3 for the Liberty Eagles. Ball is at the Scott City 45-yard line. Liberty kind of shuffling in some fresh players now. Not a lot of depth here on week 1 for the Liberty Eagles. Out of the shotgun. And again, they'll hand it off to Wyatt Cox, and he'll pick up the first down. Takes it to the 35. 10-yard carry for Cox. And it's 1st and 10, Liberty. Clock is under 9 minutes to go. Liberty at the Scott City 35 now. works out of the pistol, 2x2. Low snap, but again, hands it off to Cox. Cox goes forward to the 28. And, well, he'll pick up 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3. .822 to go. Low snap, and that was blown up from the get-go. And that's going to put the football back at the 30-yard line. Loss of 2. Third down. Clock down to 7:50. Carter Ellett comes out. Kendall Tipton checks in, freshman for the Liberty Eagles. And they'll hand it off to Cox again. Cox gets some good blocking up front, gets it across the 20 to the 18-yard line. 12-yard gain. Takes it to the 18, 1st and 10. .42-8, Liberty. Out of the pistol. Graham Toon waits for the snap. They hand it off to Cox again. Cox takes it inside the 10 to the 8. And he picks up 10 yards. Now Liberty's getting a big, big push. Actually, that'd be a 9-yard carry. Not 10. Brings up 2nd and 1. Ten carries here in the second half for Wyatt Cox. Again, out of the pistol. They'll give it to Wyatt again. Wyatt will pick up the first down and right at the goal line. It'll be 1st and goal. Picks up 8. 1st and goal from the 1. I bet Wyatt gets it again, and he does. Oh, he's met, but he bounces off of him and is going to be brought down for no gain. Clock continues to tick. Under 6 minutes now, 42-8, Liberty. Next week, Liberty heads to Miller. Miller's taking care of business against Kabul here week 1. Direct snap, punching it in, Wyatt Cox. 1 yard TD. And that is his 1-2, that's his Wyatt's 4th touchdown of the game. And the Eagles go up 48-8. Eagles will go for 2. Mercy clock should be on. Oh, bad snap. And Graham 2 is going to do it himself. And he does. Graham 2 punches in the 2-point conversion. And it's a 50 burger. 5:37 to go. 50-8. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle football on the Fox.
Before you pay full price for guns, ammo, or tools, make the smart stop first. Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View has firearms, ammunition, accessories, and tools at prices that just make sense. Shop for what you need, trade for what you don't, or turn unused gear into cash. From gun cabinets to toolboxes, you never know what a great deal you'll find. Ozark Trading Post, smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Park City.
Right now at Park City Auto Parts, get free Brake Best Select brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. Or get free Brake Best Select Pro or Import Direct professional grade brake pads when you buy two matching professional grade brake rotors. Restrictions apply. See Park City Auto Parts for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
All right, welcome back. Eagles kick it off. It's picked up inside the 20 and looking for a big return. Big hole and still on his feet, looking to take it all the way. Touchdown, Rams. On the kick return. And that was Camden Bollinger, number 10. So the Rams get six more, 50-14. Number 10, Bollinger punches it in. Rams will go for the extra point here. 5:20 on the clock. And the extra point is good. So 50-15, Liberty with the lead. 5:18 to go. We'll take a break. We'll come back again. But this time, the Rams will be kicking to the Eagles. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Selling the American dream on home.
We all want to be on a winning team. When you are thinking of selling, call Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents at Monarch Realty. They know how to help you get ready for the market and gain top dollar for your property.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Good, good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
And welcome back. 50-15. Liberty leads Scott City. Some final scores. West Plains over Miller Career Academy, 43-6. And Miller defeats Kabul, 66-0. St. James over Salem, 23-8. Kick is a pooch kick. Liberty downs it at the 39. First and 10. Week one for the officials, too. They should be given the signal. Yep, there he is. There he is. Should be a running clock. I think the officials caught on to it now, so 5 minutes to go. First and 10 at the 39. Looks like Liberty is a new quarterback out there. Hand off and running up the middle for Liberty, number 12, Gage Charter. Number Mac Ripko. Yeah, Ripko. Ball is at the 50-yard line. 4:10 to go. First and 10. Eagles on the jet sweep. They get outside looking for some running room and forced out of bounds. That was Ethan Dodd. And Dodd picks up 11. Another first down. .335 to go. 50-15, Liberty. Ball is at the Rams 39-yard line. Trips to the right. Hands it off up the middle. Gage Charter. And he'll pick up 4 yards. Ball now spotted for Liberty at the Scott City 35. Just under 3 minutes to go in regulation. It's your Monday nighters right here. You know they'd like to put some points on the board. Out of the shotgun. Hand off. And a loss of 4. Charter with the carry. That'll bring up 3rd and 10. With 2:15 to go. Ball is at the 40-yard line of the Rams. Eagles gave up a touchdown on a kick return, and then they got hit with a safety on a bad snap on a punt. Toss, stiff arm thrown, and not much there. That was Aiden Frazier with the carry for 1. So we're going to say a loss of 1. 3rd and 12. Or 4th and 12. Eagles will go for it. Just a little over a minute to go. Back to pass. And that's going to be picked off. Caught. And it's fumbled, and it's still a loose football. Rams pick it up, and it'll be 1st and 10 for Scott City at the Liberty 39. So that's Liberty's 5th turnover. 4 interceptions, 1 fumble. 33 seconds, and the clock is running. They might get 1 play off here. I don't think they're even going to take a snap. Yep, that's the ball game, boys and girls. Liberty gets the win, 50-15, your final score. And the Eagles will get ready for a week from tonight when they head to Miller. We'll take a break. I'll add things up. You're listening to Eagle Football on the Fox 96.9.
Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling in Willow Springs, servicing the surrounding areas, and they're on call 24 hours a day. Does not matter. You call them, they'll be there. Holidays, they'll be there. 417-469-3982. Dennis Coulter Heating and Cooling, keeping you warm in the winter and nice and cool in the summer, and they've been doing it for years. Again, on call 24 hours a day. 417-469-3982. A Ream Pro Partner.
Friday Night Lights. Big plays. Unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake, the anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, the anchor is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, the anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View, the anchor.
Got a guitar collecting dust, an amp you never use, or gold and silver coins tucked away in a drawer? Turn them into something useful at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. Buy, sell, or pawn musical instruments and gear, and bring in your gold and silver coins for top prices. Whether you're looking for your next guitar or ready to turn valuables into cash, make the smart stop. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Most of us have a truck story, whether it's memories of grandpa's old truck or the truck your mom and dad drove when they were dating. For the truck that will someday be part of your family's stories, get yours at Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
This is John Bailey. Together, let's drive a Bailey, Chevy, or GMC.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC. Home of the Bailey Factor.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Parts City.
Now is the time to replace your worn-out wiper blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They repel water and clear your windshield to improve visibility. We'll even install your new wiper blades for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Friday Night Lights, big plays, unforgettable moments. When it's time to get back in the game, trust Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics, Spine, and Podiatry. Their team of nine expert providers offers advanced orthopedic care, including the latest robotic-assisted surgical technology, helping patients recover and return to the things they love. For every athlete, every family, and every season, count on your hometown team. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to meet your care team.
Godfather, I need help.
Ah, yes you do. What is it that I could assist you with?
I've got some friends coming over and no time to cook. What should I do?
Ah, you truly need Godfather's Pizza.
Godfather's Pizza in Mountain View. Dine in or carry out. Pizza, wings, ice cream, and so much more. Call in your order ahead of time. 417-934-5334. Godfather's Pizza, East 5th Street, Mountain View.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates, with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Welcome back. Liberty Eagles get the win 50-15 over the Scott City Chaffee Rams. The Rams had 79 yards of total offense on the night. Their leading rusher was a quarterback, Lane Miller. He had 23 yards on the ground. Adam Swinford had 17 yards on the ground. That all came in the second half. Also scored a 6-yard touchdown. And passing, the Rams had 37 yards passing in the game. And that all came in the second half. For the Liberty Eagles, though, the total offense for the, again, Rams was 79 yards, 37 in the air, and 42 on the ground. And for the Liberty Eagles, they ran for 173 yards. Wyatt Cox had 98 yards rushing and 4 rushing touchdowns and a two-point conversions. Carter Ellett, he had 42 yards on 5 carries. And also Wyatt Cox carried the ball 20 times. So a big day. And also for the Liberty Eagles, Melby had a 5-yard rushing touchdown. He had 14 yards rushing. Liberty threw for 288 yards, 2 touchdowns through the air, 5 rushing touchdowns, 2 touchdowns in the air, so a total of 7. And Liberty, again, finishes with 461 yards. Defensively, Liberty was pretty solid. Defensively, they gave the special teams gave up 8 points, basically, the touchdown return, kickoff return for a touchdown for Chaffee. And that was number 10, Camden Bollinger, and then a safety. So the Rams fall to the Liberty Eagles, 50-15. Again, 461 yards total offense for the Liberty Eagles. They did have the varsity had four turnovers, three interceptions, and one fumble. They were penalized four times for 40 yards. But all in all, you know, hey, a win's a win. So a week from tonight, the Liberty Eagles will head to Miller, and Miller defeated Kabul tonight 66-0. West Plains defeated Miller Career Academy 43-6. And it was St. James over Salem 23-8. For Dylan back at the studio and Ricky with the video, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. We'll see you for, you know, tomorrow morning for breakfast at Jack and Sally's in Navitown. We'll be there about 8 o'clock. So come on down. We'll talk some Liberty football. Again, for Ricky, Dylan, I'm Gary Lee saying God bless, good night. See you next Friday night for more Liberty football.
Touchdown, Liberty!
Liberty Eagles football on 96.9 The Fox.
It's time for new appliances from Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Foster's Appliance has top brands, great prices, and they service what they sell. Stop by and check out their full line of refrigerators, freezers, laundry sets, and products from name brands such as GE, Crosley, and Speed Queen. And don't forget, they also work on almost all brands of appliances. That's Foster's Appliance, 104 West 1st Street, Mountain View.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Shop our large selection of new Chevrolet Buick and GMC vehicles, plus a huge inventory of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We make buying easy with our best price up front, so you can spend less time worrying about the price and more time finding the vehicle that's right for you.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Let's get a good hustle,
two
good
things,
hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
1, 2, 3, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Receive a $15 Part City Auto Parts gift card after rebate with the purchase of any 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Plus, get a free MicroGuard Select Oil Filter. Limit supply. We can recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. See your Part City Auto Parts store for details.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City!
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
96.9 The Fox.
And Dylan Groves back here in the studio with you as we've wrapped up Liberty getting a great win tonight, 50-15 over the Scott City Chaffee Rams, and we're going to go ahead and recap some more scores one more time. I'm going to be here till about 10:15, so I'm going to kind of call this a unofficial locker room show. If you want to call in, give me a call, hand out a game ball, feel free to do that. We are going to play some music in the meantime coming up after we recap scores, but if you want to call in, you can give us a call, 417-256-3131 or 417-257-0FOX, 417-257-0369. Let's go ahead and look at some SEA scores that have been coming in. There were a few there that came in at the end that Gary announced. Ava with the win tonight over Forsyth, 14-12. Very close there. Forsyth quarterback escaped pressure, throwed a dot to the back of the end zone, and it was dropped in. There we go. Maybe somebody's out there listening. And good evening. Thank you for calling the Fox. Would you like to hand out a game ball tonight?
A couple updates.
What's that? Sorry, I didn't have you.
I want to give some updates.
You want to give some updates?
Yeah.
Well, go for it.
So, I was watching online the Branson and Harrison game. Harrison beat Branson 28-16.
Okay.
And then West Plains beat St. Louis County 43-6.
Awesome. Yes. We were going to announce that here in just a minute, but thank you for passing that along, too.
All right.
All right.
Have a good evening.
All right. Thank you. All right. We got a little bit of a call there. We were going to announce some of those scores, but so for those who were watching the West Plains game streaming on the KDY Facebook page, all I know, and I've been kind of checking in on it all night, there was an issue with the lights on the football field there at St. Louis. So they called the game there at the end because they weren't able to get the lights back on. So West Plains with the victory tonight over Miller Career Academy in St. Louis, 43-6. And as you just heard there from that young man, Harrison, Arkansas with the win tonight, 28-16 over Branson. Let's go back as we were talking about SCA scores. So Ava with the win over Forsyth tonight, 14-12. And as I was reading that text, the quarterback escaped pressure and threw a dot to the back of the end zone and was dropped as time expired. Insane finish, sounds like it. Fair Grove with the win tonight over Mountain Grove, 25-13. St. James with a victory tonight over Salem, 23-8. Miller, as Gary was passing along there, with the win tonight over Kabul, 66-0. And, of course, your Liberty Eagles will be traveling to Miller next week. So we'll have that game for you, and it should be an interesting one. The Houston Tigers with a victory, with a loss, I should say, rather, tonight over Pierce City. Pierce City wins 41-19 over Houston. Also, a very close game for the Willow Springs Bears. We had that broadcast tonight over on KUKU 100.3 as the Willow Springs Bears fell to Ash Grove 24-22. Let's look at some other area scores coming in. Nixa with a win tonight over Carthage 42-13. It was Republic at Lebanon 35-0. Webb City over Glendale, 42-6, Webb City. Joplin over Kickapoo, 14-10. McDonald County over Marshfield, 26-22. Seneca over East Newton, 42-6. Nevada at Mount Vernon, Nevada with a win 24-20. And Stockton at El Dorado Springs with a win 38-2. Skyline at Forsyth 37-0. And a big win or a big game. I know a lot of SCA people were following. I did not get this texted to me, but looking at it now, Thayer with a win, a triumphant win, and I might have been misinformed on this all along, but Thayer with the win, 38-20 over Pocahontas, Arkansas. So my good buddy James Hurt would probably want to hear that, and all the Thayer Bobcats fans, I'm sure you're glad to hear that, and if that is wrong, let me know, call in, let me know, but that's what I'm seeing at the moment. And what else do we got here? Lamar and Aurora. Lamar wins the ball game 49-13 over Aurora. So those are some scores we have for you right now. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Got a few extra sponsors coming in this year. Want to thank the folks at Foster's Appliance in downtown Mountain View. Want to thank Jack and Sally's, as Gary said. 8 a.m. tomorrow, you can show up at Jack and Sally's in Mountain View, and they're going to be talking about Liberty football. And that sounds like it's going to be great. There's going to be food involved, and going to be talking all things Liberty football, so going to be a great time. 8 a.m. at Jack and Sally's Get and Go Deli and Cafe, a proud video sponsor this year for your Liberty Eagles. Also want to thank Champs Fitness, also a video sponsor, and Casey's Tree Service for hopping on the video live stream as well this year. And also want to thank Godfather's Pizza as well as Coulter Heating and Cooling. And we also want to thank Gentleman Jim's Towing. We appreciate all those people hopping on and sponsoring us this year. So we're going to turn it back over to some music. Give me a call up until about 10:30. I'm still going to be here with you. And if you want to hand out a game ball, I'd be more than happy to put you on the air. And you could give a game ball to your favorite football team or favorite football player. I'd be more than happy to do that. But right now it is 10:05, and we're going to go ahead and hear music from Frutado, right here on 96.9 The Fox.
How you doing, young lady? The feeling that you're giving really drives me crazy. You don't have a play about the church. I was at a loss for words first time that we spoke.
You're looking for a girl that'll treat you right. You're looking for in the daytime with the light.
You might be the type if I play my cards right. I'll find out by the end of the night.
You expect me to just let you hit it, but will you still respect me if you get it?
All I can do is try, give me one chance. What's the problem? I don't see the ring on your hand. I'll be the first to admit it. I'm curious about you. You seem so innocent.
You wanna get in my world, get lost in it. Boy, I'm tired of running. Let's walk for a minute.
Promiscuous girl, whatever you are, I'm all alone, and it's you that I'm on.
Can't keep my mind off you. Who you at? Do you mind if I come through?
I'm out of this world. Come with me to my planet. Get you on my level. Do you think that you can handle it?
They call me Thomas, last name Crown. Recognize gang. I'ma lay mine down.
I'm a big girl. I can handle myself. But if I get lonely, I'ma need your help. Pay attention to me. I don't talk for my health.
I want you on my team.
So does everybody else.
Baby, we can keep it on the low. Let your guard down. Ain't nobody gotta know. If you were the girl, I know a place we can go.
What kind of girl do you take me for?